News time is 8:30, and we are joined now on the air by the man himself, Jones Angel, the voice of the Tar Heels. Jones, good morning and happy bye week.
Oh, no doubt, AJ. Great to be with you, and appreciate you having me. And yeah, isn't it odd the way the schedule broke out this year for Carolina? You know, playing that week zero game allowed the Tar Heels to have two bye weeks through the course of the season. And what it's done is it's really allowed Carolina to have some very defined sections of its year. And so, you know, the Tar Heels have played their first three games, 3-0. That's where they want to be, although there were certainly some bumps in the road to get there. But they're 3-0, have the bye week this week. Then they play four games, starting with the Notre Dame game next week in Chapel Hill, play four consecutive weeks, and they get another bye week, and then they have five games to close out the year. And I just think it's really provided a nice some delineations within the season for Carolina to have some very clear markers of where it wants to go. And AJ, that was really, you know, throughout training camp, you know, Mac Brown didn't talk about the season in total. He talked about the first three games. And so for the Tar Heels to get those first three victories, two of them on the road, get to this bye week to have a chance to get a little healthier, to assess what has gone well, what hasn't gone well, all those different things, that is a positive thing. And so Tar Heels excited about being where they are right now, with the understanding that certainly things need to improve as they move forward.
All right. Well, speaking of the first three games of the season, there was a bit of a, I mean, I don't want to say it's surprising, as App State has done this before, but of course, App knocked off Texas A&M this past weekend. So how, in your opinion, does that actually now change Carolina's win over App up in Boone the week before?
Yeah, isn't it funny, this sport, AJ? Everybody was mad about how Carolina won the game against Appalachian 2 weeks ago, and then when App goes and beats Texas A&M, everybody's like, oh, wow, what a great win that was over App. I always knew that. So, yeah, it from Carolina's perspective, it doesn't mean anything. It's such a week-to-week game in college football. Outside of about four or five teams, outside of Alabama and Oklahoma and Ohio State and Clemson and Georgia, you know, outside of that grouping, it's a big pile of teams that are pretty similar. And of course, some are a little bit better than others, but there isn't a ton of separation. So it really is a week to week thing where you just have to focus on what you're doing against that particular opponent that particular week. What I do think is significant for Carolina is that two of the three wins, including that win against Appalachian State, was on the road. And the fact that the Tar Heels have had to, especially in these last two games, you know, they've had to find a way to win it. They've had to make a play. They've had to show some toughness. They've had to execute to win these games. And while Appalachian State and Georgia State aren't going to raise eyebrows necessarily nationally, I think they were quality victories for the Tar Heels, who had struggled here recently away from Keenan Stadium. For them to go on the road and get those two victories, I think, was big for this group right now. And the national perception of Carolina right now is really focused on that fourth quarter against Appalachian, where the Tar Heels didn't play very well defensively. Now, keep in mind, they continued to play well offensively in that quarter, but defensively, obviously, didn't play very well. So that's the national perception of Carolina right now, and there's nothing the Tar Heels can do about that except for continue to play. And with the opponents that they have coming up, Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, Miami, at Duke, those are their next four games. You know, they'll have a chance to change that perception, but that's not the most important thing right now. The most important thing right now is for Carolina to keep improving and to try to continue to, week by week, win every matchup that they have.
All right, so enough of looking back. We've had our first three. They're 3-0, which, I mean, I would imagine Coach Brown, no matter how the games went, would rather be 3-0 than any other record that he could possibly be out of those three games. You get the bye week this week, and then coming up next week, you've got Notre Dame coming to town. Obviously, no longer Brian Kelly is the head coach. He moved to LSU and somehow learned a Southern accent quite quickly. And then, so Notre Dame's coming to town, and they are, I guess, struggling would be the right word for that. So you got Notre Dame coming to town. They're struggling a little bit. What does that game look like for the Heels?
Well, I think first and foremost, what a terrific atmosphere it's going to be in Keenan Stadium. You know, a 3:30 kickoff, a team that people know coming to town. I mean, that will be, I would assume, a terrific environment and an exciting atmosphere in Keenan Stadium. And it does start that stretch, AJ, like we said, of those four games before the next bye week, where Carolina really has an opportunity, I think, to learn even more about itself with Notre Dame, then Virginia Tech at home, then at Miami, one of the favorites in the ACC this year, and then at Duke. And Duke started very well with two wins over Temple and Northwestern. And so I think it starts a really key stretch, and including a couple of really fun home games for the Tar Heels. Now, for Notre Dame itself, you know, obviously the Irish not used to being 0-2, and that's not where they want to be. But the first game was at Ohio State, a game that, even with Notre Dame, a difficult task. I'm sure that the game against Marshall at home is one that Notre Dame figured that more times than not it's going to win. But the Irish are underneath a new head coach in Marcus Freeman. They have a little trouble at the quarterback spot now, as their starter Tyler Buchner was injured in that game against Marshall, not expected to return in the near future, probably going to miss the rest of the season, but at least several weeks. And so they're a team that's trying to figure things out right now. But if anybody thinks that Notre Dame doesn't have talent or can't play good football, I think that would be an incorrect assumption. The Irish play this weekend at home against Cal, and so they are going to get a chance to go out there and play again, and then they'll turn their eyes to the Tar Heels. And so from Carolina's perspective, it's a terrific opportunity to gain some attention nationally and to play a quality opponent, and to do so at home in front of their fans. And so it's a great chance for Carolina, but the Tar Heels have to take advantage of that chance, and still some time before that chance comes. You know, that this has been a week for Carolina, AJ, that has been more about you want to improve areas that you need to improve. You want to get some young guys a lot of reps, guys who may be able to help you in the future, give them some extra practice time, and also really to clean up mistakes. I do think that's always a big part of these bye weeks, is an opportunity to, and you try to do this all year long, but this time period gives you a more defined chance to really see things that haven't gone well and try to work on those even more than maybe you normally would. So Carolina's trying to take advantage of that opportunity, as it has its sights set towards Notre Dame coming up next Saturday in Keenan.
Joined on the phone now by Jones Angel, voice of the Heels. And Jones, one more question for you, and then we'll let you go and enjoy your weekend. Name the most impressive player on the Heels through the first three games, not named Drake May, because that would be cheating.
Yeah, Drake's been terrific. You know, and I think the great part about this answer, AJ, is that there isn't just one guy. You know, you could make an argument for multiple players. You know, how about Kobe Paceor stepping in for when Josh Downs was injured, and a guy who had only made one appearance last year for the Tar Heels. Then he starts that game against Appalachian, has eight or nine catches in that game, follows it up with a 5-catch game against Georgia State and another touchdown. Terrific job of someone stepping up to the moment when the opportunity came. And you hear coaches, not just Mack Brown, not just Hubert Davis, but coaches across athletics talk about that, about when your opportunity comes, you have to be ready to grab it. And what a great job by Kobe Paceor in that area. You know, gosh, Amarian Hampton and George Pettaway, those two young running backs, are so exciting. Carolina's really gotten some great production from its tight end position. And as difficult as things have been defensively for Carolina, I don't think anyone can say that the linebackers haven't played terrifically. Cedric Gray and Power Eccles have really both played extraordinarily well early in this season. And so I think that's the good news. And also, so many of those players that I just mentioned, and a bunch of guys who I didn't mention, are so young. And so I think that's the real exciting part right now, AJ, is that Carolina certainly understands that there are things the Tar Heels need to do better. But I think there's also some underlying things there that make you feel like this is a team that really has a chance to be good in the very near future.
Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels. Jones, thank you very much for joining us this morning, and enjoy your weekend.
Thanks so much, AJ. Look forward to talking with you again soon.
Yes, sir. Have a good one. 8:40 here on the Hill. Coming up, we've got more of This Morning with Aaron Keck.